You can look, but you can't touch. Snitch and Lins.
One, two, three,
let's go.
And welcome to the Snitch and Lins podcast for a brand new week coming to you from the Sydney Snitch and Lins studios. Lindsay, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, you know, been better.
Been better? Oh, I'm freaking great.
Let's start it off by telling you that I'm just down in the dumps.
Oh, that's going to set a great precedent for the podcast.
It's a lie.
Everyone wants to listen to it now, don't they?
It's a lie.
Everyone who's coming with a happy smile is like, Snitch and Lins, I love that podcast.
Oh, best.
It's like, Snitch is a crap mood. Oh, skip this one.
No.
There goes 15 minutes.
Oh, I'm so down. I'm so depressed. Oh, no, not at all.
Don't bring your emotions with you, man.
I'm hyped up on caffeine.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Spring water.
People just want fluffy, feel-good stuff, and that's what we're here for.
That's what we're here for. There is no essence
in the Snitch and Lins.
None at all.
We are hollow.
You want to learn a lesson about life? Do not listen to us.
No.
You want to have a bit of a giggle with us?
Oh.
We can at least try and guarantee that.
We're going to be a blast and a half on this podcast.
Mm. And speaking of, Lindsay, we're going to be talking about Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters?
Yeah. Also, a website that I went on where I saw something I'd never seen before.
Yep.
And you have a new job.
I have a new job, which I am not proud about, which I don't like. Also, weddings. Talking about weddings. Oh. Everyone's got the fever. Everyone's getting married.
We're meant to promo the good stuff at the start, Lindsay, not the crap stuff.
Oh. Stay tuned.
Lins, how's the employment going, by the way? I know you're still at uni, obviously. You've still got another year to go. I've heard you've been working with your dad.
Yeah.
That's good. Good stuff.
It's been a bit slower lately because I've been doing exams and stuff. So
cool.
Haven't been working that much. But, you know, it's been slow, steady.
Slow, steady.
Good.
Are you thinking about maybe branching out or...
Into electrical work? Probably not.
No, I meant more branching out just to another job of some kind because... Look, I'm going to put all the cards on the table here. I've heard rumours.
You had to bring this up.
I've heard whisperings around
you had to
that Lindsay might have a new little venture.
I told you this in confidence.
Part of Lindsay Enterprises.
Oh, the price.
Would you like to tell the listeners what you're doing with yourself?
No, I think...
You don't want to tell them. Oh, no,
I'm a bit ashamed.
Okay,
I'm a bit ashamed.
Let's do it this way. Let's take a travel back in time.
Okay.
Shall we?
Let's go back in time.
Let's go back in time to when I was about 17.
Yeah.
Year 11.
Yeah.
I was 17. I decided that I wanted a little bit of cash.
Yeah.
I wanted to buy a Dreamcast.
Good choice.
As you do.
Good investment.
Good investment in a Dreamcast. I wanted to buy something. So decided I'm gonna make some money. How do I do that? Well, I live in a place where there's a lot of dog breeders down our road.
Why not?
Perfect thing to do. Head down the road, ask a couple of people, when you go away on holiday, I'll feed your dogs for you.
Yeah.
I'll look after them. I'll give them a little bit of a hug every now and then. Show them some love. I was 17. I was free amongst the world. They paid pretty all right.
It's a good job.
And I did. It's a good job. How do I put this? I've heard through the grapevine that somebody might be challenging me on this job. Is this right?
Well, yeah, to Melbourne.
My 17-year-old job, somebody has risen up through the ranks and may be doing the exact same thing that I did when I was 17. Is that true? Is this true?
Yes. A 24-year-old has moved in on...
The snitch territory.
The snitch territory. Yeah. I've made my mark. I've peed.
You've literally marked your territory. Okay, so how did this eventuate?
I am just feeding my neighbor's dog. I'm feeding my neighbor's dog. It doesn't mean
it. So you're getting a little bit of pocket money for it. Just you're getting a little bit.
I don't like to think about it.
How much is it?
I haven't negotiated that yet.
You've got to put a little more on your allowance, I suppose, right?
Yeah.
Got to pay the bills.
I'm telling you, the age.
There is no bills to pay, are there?
No, it doesn't.
Well, I mean, you probably got to save up for another PS3 game or something, right?
I've got to take Dishy out. That's what I've got to do.
Oh, that's right.
The girlfriend. That is one big liability.
Is that what you're going to do when you go out with her and say, this is my cold, hard cash that I've earned?
Yep.
Feeding dogs.
And picking up dog poo.
Picking up dog shit.
This is what pays for this meal.
Yep.
Patting dogs. Loving dogs.
Working hard for the man. Or the dogs, if you want to be specific.
And I'm telling you, that industry is not a booming industry.
It is
feeding
not.
Dogs and picking up dog poo is not a booming industry. It doesn't matter what age you are.
No.
If you're 17 or 24 or 50, that current rate does not change.
No.
That does not get better with age. It doesn't require a lot of experience.
I mean,
and there's not a lot you can add to the job either.
Honestly, I can't really remember how much I got paid, mostly because it was so long ago that I did the job.
Yeah.
You know, because I was... Not even out of high school yet.
Just lay it on. Lay it on. Just.
I mean, it's good, you know?
Yep, so I'm not going away now. I've been tied down with responsibility. Whilst everyone is at the beach,
I'm
picking up dog poo.
You know what the fun little thing was? When I did it, my mum even made me little cards for it. Little business
flyers,
cards.
I think you had.
Yeah, little flyers I could send out around. I mean, do you want me to talk to mum? She can make you some. You can have a little business card. You can be just like a real little business. Wouldn't that be fun?
Thanks. Thanks. Snitch man, in a relationship, it's great. 3 weeks in.
First girlfriend of all time. All right, yep.
She's away at the moment, but that's okay. We went to our first party together as a couple.
Oh.
And
that's the next step, isn't it?
It is the next step. Because you have to show everyone that you're together and not prove it, I guess. Like,
I don't think anyone comes up and says, prove that you're together. I want you guys to make sweet, sweet love right in front of me because I do not believe this for a second.
It sounds like one of those...
It's a sham girlfriend. That's what it is.
It is. It's like one of those stupid movies where you're trying to get, you know, tax benefits because you're going out with
someone. Yeah, exactly, yeah. But what tax benefits do you get for going out with someone?
I don't know. Maybe going out with Uncle Sam's daughter. I don't know. It was the 21st, okay? It was a dress-up.
Cool.
The theme was, for the dress-up, the golden years of Hollywood.
Right, so immediately Marilyn Monroe.
Okay, yes, that's exactly what I thought initially.
Well, what did it mean?
But Dishy,
it was just actors walking around painted in gold?
Dishy, my girlfriend, Dishy, described it to me as, you know, it could be anything in Hollywood.
Okay. Just anything.
Like, it's up to
you. You could go as the Hollywood sign.
It's up to your interpretation of what the golden years of Hollywood was.
I'm pretty sure that was a set years, though.
I thought that too, but you know what? That's okay. It's up into interpretation.
Sure.
I rock up to the party.
If you went as Optimus Prime...
I did one better, Michael.
What?
Everyone went as, you know, suits,
Marilyn Monroe. Zoot suits. Yeah. Stuff like that, yeah.
Everyone looked classy.
What did you go as, though?
Even Dishy, my girlfriend, looked classy.
Yeah. What do you mean, even Dishy looked classy?
I, for one, thought the 80s. Was a good
that
golden
That was not the golden era of Hollywood, Lindsay.
I thought it
You're
was.
An idiot.
Ninja Turtles, Back to the Future.
Oh, why? So you've gone the complete wrong era. You're like 40 years off from where you're meant to be.
Oh, yeah. Way right. off. So okay. I went as a character from Revenge of the Nerds. It did not go down well.
For one thing, even if you went to an 80s party... You probably wouldn't be able to get recognized unless you were the guy with the spiky hair and the glasses.
Yeah.
Was that you?
No, I was like the kind.
See, the fact that you went as someone other than him, no one's going to get that reference.
No one's going to. No one even got it.
Well, like, of course they didn't.
Here's one thing.
You got the era wrong, and then you went with a really abstract film from that era.
It hasn't even got good ratings on Rotten Tomatoes.
No, it's a horrible film. It's pretty crap.
It seems
to be iconic of the 80s. That's the worst thing. That's like going to a party where they say, hey, come as an Egyptian, and then you go as a Moroccan. But not just a Moroccan, you come from a Moroccan from a time
specific
in Morocco.
Type of tribe of Moroccans.
Yeah, that nobody knows about.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. You've completely failed in that.
I failed at the first one.
The first hurdle, you have hit the deck.
Yeah, but like the way it was described to me, it was open for interpretation. But
that is not that kind of interpretation. I think interpretation is you can come as any character from the golden era, which is like Marilyn Monroe, Casablanca.
Yeah,
that's what it means. When it says open to interpretation, it doesn't mean take that interpretation and change it completely to something different.
I'm just going to say the 80s had some good movies.
That's your defense.
Ghostbusters, who can go wrong with that?
That's why they have 80s parties, Lindsay. Find an 80s party and use that excuse then.
I'll be king of the party.
I want to play a little game with you here in the Snitch and Lens podcast, Lindsay.
We're playing games.
Yep.
It's all fun and games here on the Snitch and Lens show.
Okay, I was walking down the street in South Melbourne.
Yeah.
I came past a house. It was for sale.
Okay.
For sale. Big house. Fairly big.
Okay.
Fairly big house. On the top of the real estate sign, read this in big capital letters.
For sale?
No, underneath the for sale. Now, you've caught me out there. That was at the top. Detective Lindsay strikes again. No, it wasn't for sale. It was underneath the for sale thing that said, this is how the famous people live. Now, I want to play a game with you, Lindsay, which is, what's wrong with this house? Honestly,
we were going there, aren't we?
The way that we were selling this house, if they got into a room and said, the only way we can sell this is if we point out the fact that famous people live like this. There's got to be something wrong with it.
Because you know...
When you see a famous people house, you know it.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need someone going, this is where famous people live. You look at it and you go, wow, I could see a famous people living there.
Exactly.
But what is wrong with this house that has done this? First up, number one, off the top, probably haunted, okay?
Maybe.
I'm going to put it out there. A lot of haunted places in Melbourne.
That's good that we have your friend, the Ghostbuster, Maximus.
Mm, exactly.
Can clear it out for us?
Could have.
It's like shoo-shoo ghosts.
Second one, probably smells bad.
I'd say that's a guarantee.
Guarantee.
That's a guarantee. Second that's a shoo-in. Yeah, for like
easily. Probably
famous
smells
people's
like,
houses, they can get away with it.
You know what a lot of famous people do?
What?
Just piss on the walls. Wherever they need to. They don't even need bathrooms,
and
famous
smoke.
Just, oh, yeah. I mean, every famous person smokes. It's going to reek when you get
in
there.
They probably don't clean up their scraps. They've probably got mice, cockroach, just filthy.
You know what famous people really like?
What?
They like their meat slaughtered in front of them.
Oh.
That's what I've heard, anyway.
Yeah.
I've heard Brad Pitt, every time he wants something to eat, he just gets another cow into the house and slaughters them.
Doesn't even cook it. He just bites its neck.
Yeah. And his blood goes everywhere.
Yep. But so he looks bloody good, though, so he can get
I mean,
away
that's
it.
Why he does, obviously. Yeah,
but the house in itself...
Not going to be great to live in.
Exactly.
This is why they're selling it like this, Lindsay. I'm going to say, fourth off the list, because of the bloody animals, infestation. Mice.
Yep.
Rats. Cockroaches. Snails. Slugs.
All that jazz.
Bums.
Bums?
Maybe there's bums there. Maybe there's...
Cats.
I reckon the bums are probably the biggest
one. Yeah,
the
bums would be pretty bad. If you got a bum living under your bed, that wouldn't be...
No, it's not great. And I've heard that famous people really enjoy that. Just having bums around.
I could never be
famous. They call them servants. But they're really bums.
And the real estate's come up with this idea?
Mm, yeah. I mean, how do we market this? What do people like?
They like famous people.
They do.
Hey, who doesn't like famous people? I like famous people.
What do people want to be?
They want to be famous.
Of course they do.
Even if they're non-talented, they want to be famous.
Just tell them that if they live at this house... They'll be automatically famous.
They'll be famous. This is where famous people live. You are famous if you buy this house.
Yeah. And no one really wins at this, though, do they?
No, because...
No one wins.
The real estate wins.
Oh, yes. Actually, that's a good point.
But no one else really wins.
Good game, real estate.
Good game. Good. Clever. I've got to get them to sell my house. Snitch man, I am part of a wedding. I'm a groomsman for a wedding.
That's exciting.
It's really exciting.
You haven't been a groomsman before, from what I can remember.
I've never been a groomsman. Have you ever been a groomsman?
No. Have yet to have the pleasure. I was hoping maybe for this wedding that I could be, but...
You missed out.
Apparently not good friends enough.
You missed out.
Just by that much.
I think it was a little bit more than that.
There's
a few more people on the ladder.
There were.
I can think of a few, but, you know...
I would have had to have offed at least 3 people to get up there.
To tell you the truth, I'm actually surprised I'm there. I'm just like...
I am too, to be honest.
I'm just a little bit surprised. I think it's because, you know, we're podcasts.
I don't think that's the reason in the slightest.
A little bit of fame.
That is not that. No, he's not getting you
like,
up there.
He's nudging his friends like, Lindsay.
He's like,
Lindsay's my groomsman.
You know what we should do? We should get Lindsay in the party so New Idea will cover it. You know? I don't think he's thinking that.
Well, now that you mention that, my mum loves it.
Nothing to do with New Idea.
No, nothing with New Idea.
Okay,
but
right.
She is taking photos of me.
Oh, well, that's basically it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty much one
of
the same.
She's basically a professional photographer of magazines.
She'll put them up on some website, you know, DMZ. I'm there. I'm like, hey.
DMZ?
What do you call it?
TMZ.
TMZ. Well, thank you for clearing that up.
Anytime.
I'm looking at the dodgy run. Anyway, she's proud. I'm proud.
Well, she should be. It's a big step.
It is a big step. You know, I might not make it the next step. So it might be the highest I ever get.
So you're saying that basically she's coming because this is the closest you're going to get to married?
Yep.
So, okay. Well, no. Fair enough.
That's okay.
I can see her logic there.
It's exciting, though. It is exciting, but it's also nerve-wracking a little bit. Because being a groomsman, it's a bit of a responsibility.
Yeah, but you're not best man, though.
I'm not best man, but, you know...
There's really no responsibility there.
But it's, you know, you just got to know what to do. You just, like, getting the photos, you got to look good, you got to get a haircut.
That is a pretty big responsibility for Lindsay. To look good, get a haircut, and stand for photos. Look out.
Michael,
this is your biggest responsibility yet.
It is. And getting the suit up, turns out, I asked the parents about it. I'm like, can you tell us about getting the photos and all that kind of stuff? Things I've got to do.
Right.
Okay, ask my dad, ask my mom. Dad has had some experience, some bad experiences with being a groomsman. Apparently, back in the day with my aunties and uncles' wedding, he was a groomsman. Sometime throughout the wedding, I was quite young, okay?
All right, so you were there.
I was there. I was a baby, though. I was a baby, right, okay? Right. So bear that in mind.
Sure.
Sometime throughout the wedding, I peed my pants.
Okay, right.
Okay.
So how old were you?
I'm not going to say 3. I'm going to say younger than 3.
Younger than 3. Okay, well, that's understandable.
Right. Okay, sometimes. And like, being my parents, they didn't change me. They just left that wet patch hang. It was just there.
So you pissed yourself, and they've just thought, you know what, he pisses himself so much, let's just let him dry out in the wind.
To tell you the truth, I did have the nickname Wee King.
Oh, right, Wee King. Lindsay's the piss master. Let him go, just
anyway,
let it fly.
The Wee King had wet his pants.
Right, okay.
Sometime between the wedding and the photos, Dad had picked me up. And by that time, I was still saturated.
Right, okay.
He held me for a little bit, pulled me away. There's a great piss stain.
There's a piss stain on his jacket, right.
They need to cover it up in the photos. They had to, like, do different angles.
Oh, right, okay.
Put flowers there. So till this day, you can go to the photos and still see the giant piss stain
on
the side of his jacket.
Well, that's a great memory. I mean, they're never going to forget that. You created that memory for them.
I created the memory.
The piss master created the memory.
So Dad's advice, don't piss on your jacket,
son. Don't pick up pissing little babies like yourself. Now, Lindsman, I've got to bring something up with you.
Okay.
Okay. Tuesday last week.
Tuesday last week. Yep. What were you doing?
Was it a special date to you at all?
I had an exam that day.
You did?
That's
pretty special. It's one of your last exams for the year.
Yep. So
I expect you to be super excited about that. Super.
I was in the study bubble zone. I'm just learning about business law. I'm like, just gotta focus on this.
Well, good. Good. How'd it go?
I think it went okay. Pretty sure it went good.
Congratulations.
Okay.
Okay.
I stayed up all night studying for it.
It just so happens, Lindsay, that date, for the listeners out there, they probably don't know this, it's the 22nd of November. It's my birthday, Lindsay. Hold your horses there for 1 second, all right? Hold on to them, because those horses, they've already gone. You don't have any horses by your side at all. You're horseless in this situation, because I rang you that morning because, if people don't remember last year, Lindsay forgot about my birthday completely.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
Even rang me on the day, and I thought you were going to say, hey, Snitchman, my friend of 18 years, friend since year one in primary school, friend I've done a radio show with for 7 years, happy birthday on this birthday. No, you rang me up and said, hey, have you got that CV ready for my sister that she asked you for? And then hung up, and that was it. And then, Lindsay, this year, my friends,
not a good day.
Not only do I call you on my birthday and direct you to my Facebook page that has the date on it, you still didn't get it.
In my defense, when you directed me to your Facebook page, you later told me that you forgot it was your birthday that day.
I did, but it didn't.
So hang on, you had forgotten your own birthday.
Well, no.
So that's the biggest sin of them all.
No, I had forgotten. No, I hadn't. I knew it was my birthday. I had forgotten that you hadn't told me happy birthday yet, because I speak to you most days. I'd forgotten that you hadn't congratulated me, and then it got to the next day, and I suddenly realized Lindsay didn't say happy birthday to me. You completely forgot about it.
I'm going to say there was a Facebook trend on your Facebook wall of people who did forget, though.
Yeah, but they didn't know me for 18 years. They're not my best friends. I'm sorry, people on my Facebook wall that forgot, but you are forgiven. Because you know what?
They're forgiven. Why not me?
Because you're my best friend, Lindsay.
Oh, I hate that term. I don't want to be best friends anymore.
Oh, well, that's a big call. Because, if someone doesn't want to be best friends, I think it might be the person whose birthday was forgotten, not the person that forgot the birthday.
I don't want the responsibility.
It's one day in the year, Lindsay.
Like, seriously, what is these best friend things? Like, everyone just tosses it around, you're my best friend, you're my best friend. We haven't laid out the connotations, the contract of what a best friend is. There's all these expectations and scripts.
I'm writing up a contract right now.
Okay.
Contract, best friend, signed by Mr. Lindsay Price. Rule one.
I didn't sign
Don't forget it's your best friend's birthday. One rule.
One rule of the contract. Rule number two, don't forget it's your best friend's birthday.
Can we discuss what I did for your birthday?
You organized a party for me.
Yep.
I also tried to organize some sort of drinking session, which went off, well, okay.
You didn't organize that, though. It
was kind of
organized. I organized it. After you'd flee, this is like 5 days after.
I put the idea. I inceptioned the idea.
Okay, for people out there, I flew up for your birthday from Melbourne, for one thing.
Yep. You flew up.
I organized your birthday party for you.
Yep.
And then I also got you a hard drive for your birthday. So far, I haven't got a present from you, by the way.
I bought you dinner.
This is ridiculous.
That was, I think.
I'd like to put it out on the table there. And I don't know how we're going to have to settle this. I mean, last time you did some songs for me.
Yeah.
For my birthday. That was nice. I mean, it was a couple of days late, obviously, because you'd forgotten about it.
No, it was that afternoon. It was that afternoon.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. It's true.
So, you know, come on, get your facts right.
Yeah, no, you're right.
You start misinterpreting information for the listeners.
You're picking up on my facts getting right. I apologize, best friend that forgot about my birthday 2 years in a row. I have done wrong.
Thank you. That's the apology I wanted.
So I was browsing, Lindsay, one of my...
Surfing the web.
I was. One of my favourite review sites. It's called AV Club. It's part of the Onion News Network.
I haven't heard of
Very good site, especially if you're into podcasts, because there's a podcast section called Podmas, where they review certain podcasts. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. I was on the website. I look to the corner of the screen, and I see something that I have never seen on a website before. Not once.
On this website?
On this website.
Okay.
Because you're used to seeing something down there like, oh, you're the millionth visitor, congratulations, you've won an iPad, something like that.
Or related ads or something like that. Sometimes.
Something like that, yeah. Like NAB or something like that. Just pop-up ads, right?
Yeah.
I looked down there and I saw an advertisement for something called SNUS.
SNUS.
S-N-U-S.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to take a long shot here, and the fact you couldn't say it probably tells me that you don't know what it is. But do you know what SNUS is?
I have no idea what SNUS is.
SNUS is chewing tobacco.
What?
Chewing tobacco, Lindsay.
Chewing tobacco?
Yeah. Well, you know baseballers.
Yeah.
It's a tradition for baseballers. And also the west of America.
Yes. And the south as well.
Sorry, the south. I'm thinking west of Sydney, maybe. It's probably where the main SNUS part of Sydney is. But yes, sorry, the south of America is where they chew tobacco.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. But it was advertised on this site. Now, what I'm thinking is, because they have targeted ads on websites now.
Yeah.
So Google Ads basically looks at what you Google and then targets ads to you. What the hell was I looking at that thought these guys, this is the perfect guy to advertise chewing tobacco to?
Can I ask a question, Michael?
Absolutely.
I might pop this.
Because I
want to
know. I am fascinated.
Was this an American website?
It was an American website, obviously.
Well, maybe I think it tailors for American audiences then.
No, but I think it targets the actual person though. Because Google looks at what you Google and then targets those ads to what you Google.
Yeah, because you're an American service, the IP is different and all that kind of stuff. I don't think it actually tailors for those specific things.
Even then, this was a
Michael,
website.
You've got to believe me. I've chucked in complicated words like IP. I think you have to believe me.
I do have to believe you. The bigger the words, the less I can say about it.
It was like mainframe, cyber world.
And, you know, I'm still the IP address. Doesn't matter. Same IP address. Doesn't matter what website I look at, by the way. You know that, right?
Yep. Okay, so
it still doesn't matter. I still know that I'm from Australia.
Yeah, I share your confusion. Yeah. I share your confusion. I get, like, all these Playboy ads and stuff.
Well, no, that kind of makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
I'm pretty sure it does. When you're on RedTube and YouPorn as much as you are, Lindsay, they've got to start targeting ads to you. It's basically chewing tobacco and male enhancement options that mine are in there for. I don't know where they're coming from.
Where are these ads coming from?
Oh, my good singles in my area, please. Can't be right.
Outro.
And that's for the Snitch and Lens podcast for this week. Make sure you stick around for our next podcast. It's going to be a biggie.
It's going to be huge.
As always. And also make sure you check out our website, snitchandlens.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And
That's a long list of demands for the listeners.
Well, choose one, all right?
How about they just subscribe to the podcast?
Oh, well, that's probably a good idea, but they're already listening to it, so they're probably already subscribed.
They might not
Idiot.
Be. They might just listen
Idiot.
To this one over and they go, hey, what? It was good. It was good. You guys are funny. We get that a lot. People listen to the podcast and go, you guys are funny. You should be on radio.
I've not like, once got that.
We wish.
Not once.
No, you never got that?
No.
Everyone comes up to
everyone
you and goes,
says,
that was shit.
Yeah, everyone.
That was the shittest
podcast I've ever heard. And this week was no exception. And on that note... Like we like to say every week,
spread the love, not the shit.
You've been listening to Snitch and Lins.
For all the videos and pictures, check out snitchandlins.com.